I'm interested to get your opinion on, first of all, what went wrong last year, but also whether your opinion of what went wrong last year has changed since it started going right again.
It's funny you say that, actually, because I think it has. I've never thought about that until you, like, literally until you said that then. I'd not really thought about it, but I think it has. What went wrong last year? I think City found it. Well, I think City fell into to one trap that I think Liverpool fell into this season. Now, Liverpool this season have had, in losing, I had that chat with Neil on the very start of the season, expecting City and Liverpool to be top two in this season. And one of the things I said to him was, like, what's the contingency if Van Dijk gets injured? And one of the things he was saying was, like, Van Dijk's so important that you can't just go out and buy another type Van Dijk replacement and work it and kind of keep him happy and then keep Van Dijk happy. I get that totally. My experience was last season, City lost Laporte for a long spell of that season and it really did them in. John Stones was not in form. Nicolas Otamendi was being Nicolas Otamendi and was an absolute car crash in any game under any pressure whatsoever. And the biggest problem that City had, I think, has been mirrored a little bit by Liverpool this season in that the answer to their centre-back problem was to drop Fernandinho in, and they've lost the Fernandinho impetus in the centre. Liverpool dropped Henderson in and have lost the Henderson impetus in the middle. It's almost like a mirror image. And I think what the big thing that City did this season to just counteract that was, you know, the season before, they'd obviously had Vincent Kompany and he'd left. They were planning to bring in a centre-back anyway. The plan was always, I believe, to drop Fernandinho into the centre back role. But then Harry Maguire went to United, and City didn't get their centre back target, and it was kind of like, well, they'll just make do. And you could see from the start of that season, making do was not really going to be the ideal situation. But enough quality in the squad to get through it. Okay, power on, see what happens. And what happened was they ended up in a situation where they kind of one thing after another happened, and there's not one reason why City were so far off the title last season.